Haynes School downsizing starts with the special ed department. And dollar by dollar, the Chilkat Valley Preschool Project blazes forward. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Haynes School's interim superintendent says the district needs to start downsizing its staff. One of the first departments to get trimmed is special education. At a meeting Tuesday, the school board accepted the resignation of one of the district's three certified SPED teachers. To save money, her position will not be filled next year. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
There were two items on the school board agenda that show how SPED staffing will shrink next year. SPED teacher Naomi Buck is resigning, and aide Jennifer Marschke asked for a leave of absence during the first half of the school year so she can come back to her job in the second semester. The board denied her request at the recommendation of interim superintendent Rich Carlson.
And I want to state right up front that she is an excellent employee. However, I'm strongly recommending that you vote this down.
Carlson said allowing Marschke to take just part of the year off would be disruptive to students. And he said with the projected student numbers, they won't need her. Carlson said that's also the case for teacher Naomi Buck, who is moving out of town. At this point, the district does not plan to replace her.
I don't believe the district can sustain the current level of expenditures that we're at right now. And so the goal really is we will have to reduce staff, but we want to do that, if we can, through attrition. This really just plays into that very, very well.
Part of the reason for the reduction is an anticipated loss of three intensive needs students. Carlson says those are kids who require one-on-one attention most of the time. Of course, there are many special education students who aren't in the intensive group.
Because of the three intensive kids, which require an enormous amount of staff time, we feel like we can easily cover the number that we're looking at, probably 50 kids in special education.
Carlson says not replacing Buck will save about $80,000, including salary and benefits. To pick up some of the extra burden on the two remaining certified SPED teachers, new administrator Kim Cunningham's duties will shift. Cunningham is the director of student services and oversees special education. She doesn't have the certification to directly work with students, but Carlson says she'll help with paperwork.
We feel like we can reduce a lot of that paperwork by giving it to Kim, allowing her to do it, which is within the realm of special ed director, and therefore free up our other special ed people.
In turn, Assistant Principal Cheryl Stickler will take on some of the duties currently assigned to Cunningham.
It really is, it's simply a downsizing all across the board. Downsizing administration, downsizing certified staff, and as you heard, one of the classified staff members.
Certified SPED teachers Tammy Hamilton and Jason Eason declined to comment on the decision to downsize teaching staff in their department.
And so have the teachers and paraprofessionals and Kim, are they on board with this downsizing?
We've been talking about it for some time. And Kim has been working with them. So the specifics about how all the pieces of the puzzle are going to fit together, that's a work in progress, and we'll be working on it during the next couple of weeks. But certainly this is a conversation that has been had with the special ed staff.
Not only will teachers next year cope with a reduced staff, they'll also pay more for health care. After a few years without rate hikes, insurance premium costs are set to increase 24%. Haynes Education Association President Lisa Andreessen wrote a letter to the school board outlining the union's concerns. Andreessen said the cost hikes are detrimental to staff morale. She said some staff members are questioning their employment with the district. Next year, staff will have to dish out more than double the amount they paid this year. The rates for classified staff, such as paraprofessionals, will increase from $125 each month to $310. Certified staff will go from paying $100 a month to $285. Again, here's Carlson.
It was a substantial hit, particularly for the classified people. And it's certainly something that will need to be looked at next year when negotiations is reopened.
The current contract between the school district and employees states the district will shoulder 50% of insurance premium cost increases. Andreessen said in her letter that it would be helpful for the district to take on more of the expense. She said, at this point, the increase is an undue burden on the staff. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The Chilkat Valley Preschool Building Project is rocketing forward. On Tuesday, the group cleared another hurdle with the approval of a resolution by the Haines Borough Assembly. The resolution allows the borough to help with the Rasmussen Foundation grant application. In the last 3 months, the group charged with organizing the CVP Haines Senior Center collaboration has done some impressive work. Sierra Jimenez is on the CVP Project Steering Committee. She updated the Assembly Tuesday on the fundraising progress and said that in order for the group to start the Rasmussen grant process, they need borough support.
We had raised $60,000 in the capital campaign when we turned this in. Since then, we've had another $25,000 donation, which is huge. And also, a local business has given a $15,000 in-kind contribution, which puts our total now at $189,000 for our $400,000 project.
That figure puts them just $10,000 away from being able to submit a letter of inquiry to the Rasmussen Foundation. The foundation stipulates in this case that an organization has to raise half of its total goal to ask for the grant. And while the steering committee has taken on the bulk of the effort, since the building in question is owned by the borough, the Rasmussen application has to come from the municipality. CVP, which offers early childhood education to nearly 30 3- and 4-year-olds, has been working on finding a new home for a few years. The borough-owned Human Resources Building has been the nonprofit's home for about 40 years, but it's showing its age. The plans for housing the preschool in the Senior Center addition have really picked up steam in the last few months. Jimenez said the project group is hoping the Rasmussen grant will be around $150,000.
We can do this. It's pretty exciting.
All but one assembly member supported the idea.
I don't want this anywhere near our staff at this point because we've already got, you know, we have people overloaded. Again, let's give them the building and let them do it themselves so we don't have to be a part of the grant process. We don't have enough manpower to get our priorities done.
That's George Campbell, who phoned into the meeting from Sitka. Interim Manager Brad Ryan assured the Assembly that the steering committee will take care of most of the work involved, filling out the application and administering the funds. He said, quote, it shouldn't be a problem at all. Most Assembly members offered congratulations on the effort. Here's Ron Jackson.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that this has come to pass like it is. It's a combination of the seniors and the Chilkat Valley Preschool have gotten together and really worked together to make this. It's a broad spectrum of people in the community that's kind of working at this project, so I'm fully in support of this.
Jimenez said Thursday that the Assembly and the people in the community really support young students and seniors working together. She said, like the project's motto reads, it really is a solution for everyone. The Jokat Kwan Heritage Center is set to open its doors Saturday morning in Klukwan after decades of planning and building. The big reveal will feature exhibits from local artists and craftsmen. The project's final price tag is approximately $7 million, supported by a flood of grants and loan, especially over the past year. The center will also incorporate cultural maps and the famed Whale House collection. The collection, which features 4 intricately carved house posts, a feasting dish, and a screen, will be on loan to the Heritage Center, though it's unclear if those pieces will be on display for Saturday's opening. The public is invited to attend the opening from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Transportation will be provided with buses leaving the Haines Visitor Center at 9:15 a.m. For HNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.